The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who's delusional? Like, are y'all together?
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to your favorite podcast, DX Daily, the podcast that's brought to you by Hip Hop DX and the place where we keep you up to date on everything that happens in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Thursday, and we got a couple of big things happening. So Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Killer Mike, and other big artists are all joining forces to try and push this new initiative to ban rap lyrics from being used in court. Now, also, we have Partisan Fontaine. He's out here addressing the rumors that we spoke about a few weeks ago, the rumors that him and Meg Thee Stallion broke up. So we're going to see if that's really true or not. Also, Kanye West is going to be on Vory's new album, as well as Gunna and Young Blue. So like I said, big things to get into. But first, make sure you follow the podcast. Subscribe to us. Thank you for subscribing. Now let's jump into it. Okay, so let's start off with Jay-Z, Meek, Killer Mike, and all of these other huge, huge names all pushing this initiative to ban rap lyrics from being used in the courtroom. Now, as we've seen in the past, a lot of people's lyrics have been used against them. Like when rappers get into legal trouble, they'll go into the song and they'll be like, "Oh, well, you said you caught a body with this person and that person, so you're guilty of this murder." So we've seen that time and time again. I mean, even down to Bobby Shmurda, who just got back home off of a seven-year bid. Off of a song, off of the song Hot that got him locked up. So we've seen it plenty of times, artists get locked up behind rap lyrics and things that they said in their song. But Jay-Z, Meek, and all of these other people, they want to stop that from happening now.
Yeah, like something like this has been going on for like years. We always hear about the lyrics getting used as evidence or something in a case for these rappers. But it's Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Big Sean, Fat Joe, Yo Gotti, Killer Mike, and even Kelly Rowland and Robin Thicke. They lent their signatures to a new letter that is urging state lawmakers to pass the bill, which is being titled Rap Music on Trial.
Yes, and this legislation was originally unveiled back in November of last year, and they want to limit the admissibility of a defendant's music or any other creative expression as evidence shown to a jury. So they want to force prosecutors to provide clear and convincing evidence that these lyrics or whatever other creative expression that they're doing is literal instead of just the artist telling a story or speaking figuratively or just downright fictional and making it up. They want the prosecutors to do their job, essentially, and not just saying, "Oh, because you said this, this is what happened," but actually finding tangible evidence that what they said in the song is actually real.
Right, exactly. And then to think this is actually getting pushed forward because on Tuesday, the bill was passed by the Senate Codes Committee. So that's going to provide a major boost of its chances to being a full vote on the Senate floor. So it's not like they came together and this is an idea, like it's actually happening. So
yes. So hopefully when it gets to a full vote, everything goes as planned. I don't know. It's a little shaky. Anything that's going to lock less people up, I'd be a little skeptical about whether it's going to actually happen or not. I know that's a little pessimistic, but, you know, if we look at the past and times and when anything is put forth, when any type of bill or anything like that is put forth to lock up less people, it just seems like it never gets through. But hopefully this one does get through because it's not saying, like, let's not hold people accountable. It's just saying, all right, let's do the extra work to find the evidence
and force them to really get a solid case instead of just saying, okay, these lyrics make you guilty.
Right, exactly. So this would be big if it does get passed, because like we said earlier, to think of like all the cases and how many rap lyrics get used against the rappers, it's a lot. So if this stops all that, like, could you imagine what it would be like now?
Yeah, be a lot less people locked up. But some of them, y'all got to know better anyway, though. Like, Bobby, you should have known better than say what you said on the song. YNW Melly should have known better. But either way, though, like, I feel like they still deserve a fair trial. Yeah, so hopefully it goes through. Jay-Z's lawyer did make a statement as well. He said, this is an issue that's important to Jay-Z and all of the other artists that have come together to try and bring about this change. This is a long time coming. Mr. Carter is from New York, and if he can lend his name and his weight, that's what he wants to do. So, boom, there it is. Okay, now on to less life-changing serious matters. So Partisan Fontaine and Megan Thee Stallion, we know there were couples goals in 2021, but people started speculating that they broke up due to the fact that Megan Thee Stallion removed the pictures of Partisan Fontaine from her IG page. And we haven't really seen them online, you know, showing PDA like they normally do as of late. So people just took that to mean, oh, they must not be together anymore. And then that started evolving into some domestic violence allegations, which I don't know how that spiraled from them not being together to he's beating on her. I don't know how it elevated from that to that, but that was where the rumors started from. That's where they stemmed from. And now Partisan has finally cleared the air. He's finally let us know what's good.
Yeah, he took to his Instagram story on Tuesday, and what he said, stop this cap. Nobody putting hands on nobody. At least not in that way, is what he wrote. He said, been seeing the breakup rumors and was letting y'all imaginations run, but y'all getting too crazy. Ain't give dudes a story, so they made one. We really been on it double time.
That's him. That's what he said. What did Megan say? Nothing yet, right? So something tells me, you know, we like to speculate. We're going to give you what happened, and then we're going to give you what we think happened. So what I think happened is that something did go down between the two. I don't know what the riff was, but whatever it was, it caused Megan to put him in the doghouse. It caused Megan to archive those pictures on her Instagram. And I feel like maybe right now he's in the phase where he's slowly out of the doghouse, but still not going full throttle enough to where they're back on Front Street with it, with all the PDA and all the, you know, public affection that they usually do. And I feel like he's trying to put it out there like, oh, yeah, we good. We going twice as hard, just to make her see like, oh, yeah, I'm really in this. Like, I really want this back. Like, you know how they try to do the grand displays after they mess up? Like back when Cardi B and Offset was going through their thing and Offset was doing all these grand gestures, claiming Cardi at the show, you know, asking her to take him back at the concert and all of that. Like, I feel like this is one of those gestures.
Yeah, I feel like that too. And I also feel like he's probably saying something or coming out to say something, because if there are the rumors of the domestic violence thing again, because I think that stems from when it was a video going around and he was like kind of yelling or banging on the bathroom door, like he was kind of like locked out, like that video. And I guess maybe people were like, oh, maybe something else happened again like that and they broke up. So I think Partisan, to clear his name of not being abusive, came out and said it like that too. But I could also see like the grand gesture type of thing, like, oh, we good, like, you know, but just maybe you like you said, in the doghouse, slowly coming out. But for Megan not to say nothing yet either is right. Like, or who's delusional? Like, are y'all together or not?
Because she is usually quick to say something. Like, when people have Megan Thee Stallion messed up, she will go right on Twitter and be like, y'all know what y'all talking about. That's not what happened. This isn't how y'all saying that. Y'all wasn't there. Da da da. She usually is right to it whenever something happens. So for her to not say nothing yet, it seemed like, you know, she playing the back a little bit, just seeing how what he does and how he acts. That's how it appears from the outside. But I can also see him wanting to let people know, like, hey, I'm not beating on this girl as well. But it was the adding of the, oh, yeah, we going twice as hard part. That's just like, okay, we'll see. We shall see. All right, now let's talk about one of my faves, Vory. So if you're not familiar with Vory, he wrote a lot of the Donda album. He was heavily featured on the Donda album with Kanye West. Work with everybody. Like, I mean, Kanye is the highest of the high, so we don't need to name everybody else that he's worked with. But either way, Vory is a dope artist in his own right, and he's got a new album coming out. And Kanye is actually going to be on it, as well as Young Blue and Gunna.
Yep, we got the upcoming track list and features through an Instagram via an iMessage screenshot. And the text message reveals all the guest appearances, like you said, Kanye West, Gunna, Young Blue, Nav, as well as Landstrip, Chip, Fresco, and Beam. And it's going to be 16 songs on Vory's project.
I'm on board for this. I've been listening to Vory's self-titled project for the past few months now, just almost daily, really. Like, Vory is such a dope artist. I see why he's written for so many different people. I see why everybody wants him to pull up to the studio and write with them. Like, Vory is very, very talented. I think Vory kind of got Kanye on some of the songs on Donda. Like, he was on Jonah, No Child Left Behind, God Breathe. Like, and he stood out on these tracks. And you're talking about standing next to Kanye West. So that just speaks to Vory's talent. I recommend, like, if you haven't really heard a lot of his music, to go listen to the self-titled project before this new album comes out. And you'll understand why you need to be on this Vory wave. Like, I'm championing this. I know he's already got his own wave going. So it's not like I'm just putting everybody onto him. I'm sure a lot of people are already on it, and they're like, girl, what are you telling us this for? We know. But to those of you who don't know, get on Vory ASAP before this album comes out. But I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I got one song for sure by Vory on my Apple Music, but I know he's very dope, and I've seen like him collab with a bunch of other people through social media. So he is definitely someone to keep an eye out for. Like, I haven't heard anything bad music-wise that he's been on. Little snippets that I hear online. So Vory, I'm here for this one.
Okay, we'll be waiting on it. Now, lastly, speaking of, you know, my faves, you know, I like to talk about this guy every week on the show, Moneybagg Yo. He's got a new business venture. We always champion rappers, singers, anybody in entertainment doing things to venture outside of their field and like using their platform to capitalize off of it. And this is what Moneybagg Yo is doing with this latest venture. So he's got his own water brand now, called Vior, which, how fancy is that? Vior, it's like the Dior of water, I'm thinking in my head, at least.
Yeah, I can see that. Vior, Dior. It gives me like the Voss water type of vibe. So
yes, it sounds fancy. Vior water. Like, I would try it just based off of the name. But yeah, on Monday, Moneybagg took to his Instagram stories and he teased the launch of the new water company, Vior Water, and he shared footage of the bottles being made, going through the factory line, and he made a bold declaration about what this brand is going to do. He said, 100 million mood at Vior Water. He said, send me your address, I'll send you a case and put you down. I'm telling you now, this is the best water in America. Talk your talk, Moneybagg. We love to see it, man. I love all these rappers making these huge business decisions, taking on these new ventures, making their investments, starting companies. Like, this is what it's for. This is what it's about. They said, like, being a rapper, you have a short career length. It's a short shelf life on rapping. I see that. Matter of fact, I'm not going to say I don't see that anymore, but it's changing rapidly due to things like this, due to moves like this being made. And I'm so glad the guys that are doing it are getting younger and younger. It's not just the Big Sean's of the world or the Meek Mill's that are doing it. It's the people that are coming up under them, the Moneybagg Yo's, the Lil Babies, the Cordae's, like all of them doing it. So I'm super, super happy to see this.
Yeah, this is a big step for Moneybagg Yo. Like, he just recently said how he was done with the Waukesha. He was going to live a healthier lifestyle. And for him to follow that and make his own water, his own bottled water company, black owned, I'm guessing, apparently, Black Water Company, like, that's dope. Moneybagg just is in his bag, period. So we love it.
Come on, big bag, big speaker. Yes, I think that's a good note to end it on today. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to us at right now, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
All right, you can also follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.